This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Two DLP members sworn in as opposition senators. Meantime, political scientists welcome the selection of the newly appointed senators. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness wants the government to implement policies to remove homeless people off the streets. Bahamas Prime Minister urges the local media to keep crime off the front pages amid concerns that the tourist sector could be severely affected. And the U.S. Senate has approved a $95 billion package to support Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Good afternoon. I am Krista J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. Two Democratic Labour Party members are the newly appointed opposition senators. They are Senator Tricia Watson and Senator Ryan Walters. Speaking after the swearing-in ceremony this morning at the State House, opposition leader Ralph Thorne says he stands by his decision as the two selected candidates are educated and well-rounded individuals. Newly appointed Senator Ryan Walters said he is grateful for the appointment. He stressed that he remains committed to the Democratic Labour Party, but he looks forward to representing the people of Barbados. Mr. Walters said his focus as senator will be on entrepreneurship and ensuring policies are fair. Meantime, Senator Tricia Watson said she is thankful for the opportunity to serve and to be involved in the governance of Barbados. She added that this will be an extension of her advocacy on behalf of the people. As a result of the new appointments, Dr. Christina Hines and Dr. Chelston Brathwaite have had their positions in Senate withdrawn. Speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program, Dr. Christina Hines said she believes the selections are excellent. However, she questioned what this will mean for the DLP.
But since Mr. Thorne has not as yet joined the Democratic Labour Party, but has indicated that there is a need for negotiation, etc., that he wants to join a party, he did not say the Democratic Labour Party, and that there is this need for some negotiation and discussion, it raises some interesting questions as to the status of these two individuals within the Democratic Labour Party. It may suggest that that is the direction that Mr. Thorne is moving in. And this would be quite an interesting development because it would, if Mr. Thorne is the opposition leader and becomes a member of the Democratic Labour Party, this may open the ability for the DLP to access this government subvention that their leadership has so been complaining about not being able to access. So this is quite an interesting development to look at the fact that these two new senators, who I commend very highly, are from the Democratic Labour Party.
Political scientist Dr. Christina Hines, and we return to the first story of two Democratic Labour Party members being newly appointed opposition senators. We now hear from opposition leader Ralph Thorne.
These are two outstanding young people of merit, educated in the finest Barbadian tradition, as I said. They spring from among Barbadian people. Tricia, as you know, was educated in Barbados from primary to secondary to university. You've gone as far as postgrad.
Yes.
Postgrad. Ryan, same thing. I want to add in relation to Ryan, not only is he steeped in academics, but Ryan played football for Deacons.
Basketball.
Yeah. And track at Queen's College. So that these are two rounded people. I had no hesitation because it had to be done. This is a process that began only last week. And I knew that this was the quality of Barbadian that I wanted to nominate in the Senate.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne, and we did say the newly appointed Senator Ryan Walters is grateful for his appointment.
I see my role in the Senate as complementary to any opposing voice of any other interest groups in Barbados. I remain committed to the Democratic Labour Party. As you're well aware, I joined in 2018, and between 2018 and 2022, I served as the first vice president, third vice president, spokesperson on business. I also responded to the budget of 2022 when there was no office of the president. That commitment still stands today, but I am looking forward to working not only on behalf of the people of St. Michael Northwest, but on behalf of the people of Barbados as we go forward in this new journey.
Mr. Walters said his focus as senator will be on entrepreneurship and ensuring policies are fair.
I have been advocated a lot for the entrepreneurship of small business people in this country. I see the entrepreneurial economy as one of the accelerators of this economy. For the last 2 years, government of Barbados has not had a minister of small business or entrepreneurship. That is important to me and important to a lot of small families, to our communities that we live in, and to the economy as a whole. Again, to reiterate the leader of the opposition and his words yesterday, how can we enfranchise a small number of persons where we leave the masses to beg? And we have instances of these as it relates to the policy of the government in terms of the taxation on households from 2018. But then you see ease from the government. And this is something that I'm very passionate about in terms of bringing equity and fairness.
Newly appointed opposition Senator Ryan Walters. Meantime, Senator Tricia Watson said she is thankful for the opportunity to serve and be involved in the governance of Barbados.
I have been involved in service to the people of Barbados in terms of working with both governments, been called upon to do so, and also in my personal capacity, as you know, a consumer advocate, energy justice advocate, rate case intervener. And this is a furtherance of service, and it's a service to the people of Barbados and to the country as an entity. And so it naturally dovetails to what I have always intended to do with my public advocacy, which is to represent the interests of the people who put me here, because I am here by virtue of what Barbadians give to Barbados. They pay for our education, and I think it is imperative that I use my ability through my education, giving back in that manner.
Newly appointed opposition Senator Tricia Watson. Meantime, also speaking on the program, political scientist Devron Bruce said the two new opposition senators are deserving of the posts.
Certainly an elevation, a deserved elevation in many instances. Tricia has been a fierce advocate in the public space for some time on many issues. I know she's a great intellect, she's passionate, and I'm sure she will bring a very discerning eye to the debates in the Senate. Mr. Walters, I would think, is also a very good choice, a young individual. We know he has many political hopes. He has been a vocal individual as well as relates to oppositional politics. And as we know, he also ran for the presidency of the Democratic Labour Party. So I think that these two individuals can certainly bring some much needed, many would argue, oppositional politics to the floor of Parliament.
Political scientist Devron Bruce. Prime Minister of Bahamas, Philip Davis, is urging the local media to keep crime off the front pages amid concerns that the tourist sector could be severely affected. The U.S. Embassy has issued a security alert on crime in the Bahamas, and the subsequent international reporting has highlighted the situation there. Mr. Davis said that a plan of action is underway, with the government preparing to launch an aggressive campaign to promote and protect the country's reputation. The Bahamas has recorded 25 murders so far this year, with police saying many of the murders are gang-related. And finally, the U.S. Senate has approved a long-awaited $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan after months of political wrangling. While Democrats were in favor of passing the bill, Republicans were divided and previously voted it down. The package includes U.S. $60 billion for Kyiv, $14 billion for Israel's war against Hamas, and $10 billion for humanitarian aid in conflict zones, including in Gaza. The bill will now go to the House, where its fate remains uncertain. Ukraine's president said he was grateful to senators for passing it. Recapping the headlines. Two DLP members sworn in as opposition senators. Meantime, political scientists welcome the selection of the newly appointed senators. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness wants government to implement policies to remove homeless people off the streets. Bahamas Prime Minister urges the local media to keep crime off the front pages amid concerns that the tourist sector could be severely affected. And the U.S. Senate has approved a $95 billion package to support Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group, and we do apologize for the technical glitches in today's broadcast. I'm Krista J. Paul. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean Bank. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.